This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD. The date of examination is 11/28/22. The name of the patient is Mordechai Hirschkorn, H-I-R-S-C-H-K-O-R-N. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram, file Strecko space, Hirschkorn space. And CardioCare Associates letterhead. Tremel stress echocardiogram, date of examination 11/28/22. Referring physician ASSIA, ASSIA Bromberg, MD. Performing physician Sharon Armes, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication, 75-year-old male with history of hypertension for stress test on medication, parentheses, losartan hydrochlorothiazide, 50/12.5 milligrams, close parentheses, period. New paragraph, ECG, stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, RSR prime, V1, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, correction, normal sinus rhythm, comma, RSR prime, V1, period. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 128/80, period, baseline heart rate, 86 beats per minute, period. New paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 9 minutes to the completion of stage 3 of Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 156, parentheses, greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 182/82 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 28392, period. New paragraph. Patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to attaining greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets. The patient had baseline hypertension with a hypertensive blood pressure response to stress with ineffective blunting of blood pressure response to stress on this current medication. The patient had an accelerated heart rate response to exercise, attaining greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate prior to reaching his functional capacity. The patient had a final blood pressure of 118/70 and a heart rate of 1 second, I'm just trying to get the heart rate, 98 at the end of the recovery period. There were VPCs at peak stress. There were isolated VPCs at peak stress. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia, new paragraph impression, normal ECG portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline immediately post-peak stress exercise in the left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline study was technically adequate and of good quality. The post-peak stress study was technically adequate. Correction, baseline study was technically adequate and of fair to good quality. The post-peak stress study was technically adequate and of fair quality for parasternal long axis and apical views and of poor quality for parasternal short axis view, which was mildly off axis. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities, with normal augmentation of wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular correction, with significant augmentation of wall motion with exercise without systolic cavitary obliteration and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, Conclusions. 1. Normally, ST portion tremolo stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with functional capacity in the range of 10 METs, comma, comparable to his prior correction. Hold on. I'm not sure if I... Let me just see if I have this. Yeah. With a functional capacity in the range of 10 METs decreased from his prior stress test. 4, the patient had baseline hypertension with a hypertensive blood pressure response to stress with ineffective blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his current medication. The patient had an accelerated heart rate response to exercise attaining greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate before symptoms of fatigue. 5, the patient had VPCs at peak stress, but there were isolated VPCs at peak stress, but there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6, normal echocardiographic portion, tremolo stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities, comma, significant augmentation of wall motion with exercise without systolic cavitary obliteration, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Hermes, MD. Please look at the initial paragraph where it says the patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period stress was terminated due to attaining greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate. The next sentence should be the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 METs. I'm not sure if that sentence is in there. And then comes the patient had baseline hypertension with a hypertensive, et cetera. All right. Thank you. And dictation.